Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay,
caramba. Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
And for my next trick, I will make the rest of the show magically appear. What do you say, Odie? Should we just watch the most mindless thing of all on TV? Okay, you got it. Professional wrestling.
I want you, man. We got a grudge to settle, and when I get you in that ring, I'm going to tie you into a pretzel and put mustard on you.
Muller, who are you going to fight in this grudge match?
I don't know, but I'm a wrestler. I got to be having a grudge with somebody.
The masked Muller's as strong as an ox, and he's almost as bright.
Come on, guys, let's go out.
I wouldn't budge from this chair for all the tea in China.
I'm going to go have pizza.
So, who can drink all that tea? I want mine with pepperoni and sausage and extra cheese and pineapple and bacon and meatballs and garlic and black olives and onions and...
What do you mean I can't wrestle anymore?
What I said, Mauler, baby. Nobody wants to get in the ring with you. They say you don't follow the script.
I gotta find somebody to wrestle!
Garfield, what are you doing?
Signaling for a fair catch. Hey, anyone can eat them one slice at a time.
Where are you going to find someone dumb enough to wrestle you?
There's got to be someone. I think I just found the guy.
That wasn't your pizza, Garfield. You can't just...
Is that your cat? Your cat ate my pizza.
I'll be glad to buy you another one, sir. I...
Nobody does that to the masked Muller.
Masked Muller?
You want to wrestle me, is that it?
Me? Wrestle you?
Okay, if you want. Tonight, at the Spleen Auditorium. And if you don't show up, I'm going to find you. You hear me?
But oh, boy.
Well, this is another fine mess you got yourself into, Arbuckle.
He's challenged me to a wrestling match tonight. Well, it looks like I have an important decision to make. Let's see, do I want to move to Argentina or Portugal? I know what you're thinking, Garfield. You're thinking I should stand my ground. Show some backbone, and why not? Okay, so that guy's bigger and stronger. So he outweighs me by a few hundred pounds. But I'm smart. I have skill and speed. His kind always backs down when you stand up to them, and I can stand up to him. I can get in that ring and beat him at his own game. What do you think, Garfield?
I think maybe Portugal.
I've made up my mind. I am not going to that auditorium tonight to wrestle that big lug.
A rare display of common sense.
That's the guy. That one there.
Hey!
We thought we'd give you a personal escort to the arena.
Help. Cry for help.
Wait for us. Oh, look, Odie. John's already practicing his wrestling holds.
Good evening, wrestling fans. We're coming to you live from the Spleen Auditorium, where any moment, the masked Muller, 940 times undefeated, will face the newcomer named Turnbuckle Arbuckle.
There was a guy at the hot dog stand betting that John wouldn't live through the referee's instructions.
Just moments ago, I interviewed the contestants in their dressing rooms. Here is what they had to say.
Arbuckle, you're toast. When I get you in that ring, I'm going to pound you so hard your ancestors will feel it. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, well, same to you, fella. That won't get him mad, will it?
Well, it looks like quite a match, and I see that the challenger is just now entering the ring. He looks like he's in fine form. He looks like he's in good shape. He looks like he's in deep trouble. And now, here comes the champion, the Masked Mauler. The wrestlers meet at the center of the ring.
All right, I want a good, clean match. Mauler, baby, try not to kill him.
What a shame. I always kind of liked John.
The Mauler stalks toward Turnbuckle. For Turnbuckle's sake, I hope he has some secret strategy. And yes, there it is. There's his strategy. He has fainted. A brilliant defensive move by Turnbuckle Arbuckle.
You can look now. He's disgraced the name of Arbuckle, if such a thing is possible.
The Mauler has picked up Turnbuckle and is throwing him out of the ring. Wait! We seem to have another wrestler in the ring, and he looks like a cat.
Where am I?
Yikes!
This is a bad place for me to be.
Furious at the Masked Mauler for picking on a poor, defenseless kitty cat like that.
I'm not too wild about him either.
What happened? Garfield!
And the crowd is absolutely furious with the Masked Mauler.
Yes, but you'll notice not one of them is helping me.
Gotcha!
I've been gotcha'd. Whatever you're about to do, please don't do it.
Now, cat, I'm gonna twist you into it.
The Mauler is allergic to cat hair. Odie, quick!
I'm gonna pound you, cat!
Faster, Odie! Here comes the big one!
The cat has just unmasked the Masked Mauler!
Hey, don't laugh at me! I said don't laugh at me!
The winner and champion, the cat!
Garfield, you beat the Masked Mauler!
Yeah, I think I won by a nose. Can you do any impressions, Odie? John Wayne?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Don't tell me, I'll get it. Jack Nicholson? Bill Cosby? Meryl Streep? Michael Jackson?
No.
Don't give me that, Wade. You're afraid of everything.
Not everything, only the things one should be afraid of.
Oh, right. Like jelly donuts?
That jelly donuts? Oh, well!
I think I made my point. Let me give you some advice.
I need all I can get.
Wade, some things in this world are worthy of panic.
Well, I take no chances. I do it over everything.
We know. But you ought to learn to save it for the real dangerous things, like monsters, criminals, life-threatening accidents, listening to disco music, falling off a cliff.
How about wandering through a cemetery full of ghosts?
That's good. Now, you see, that's a valid reason to panic. That's... On three. One, two, three!
Yeah!
I think I just realized what's going on.
Oh, you think Orson is reading a book again and letting his imagination get carried away?
Right. I should have known. We were about due for another one of those episodes.
And as the ghost with the golden smile moved through the graveyard, the moon
slowly... Halt! Cease! Desist! Stop in mid-book!
What's wrong, Roy? Oh, I did it again?
You did it again. You read a book about ghosts, and we're in a ghost story. You read a book about Egypt, and we're surrounded by pyramids.
You know, once he read the phone book, and I got attacked by an area code.
Well, I'm sorry, but imagination can be a wonderful thing. It can take you anywhere you want to go.
Then why are you going to a graveyard?
Well, we don't have to. How about if we all take a trip to the moon?
The moon? Neato!
Not I! Include me out!
Wade, we're not really going to the moon. It's just pretend.
Then pretend I'm coming along because I'm not. Bye.
We don't need him. Let's go to the moon. I want to go to the moon.
Okay, let's find a good book on moon travel.
I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to find a way to get out of here with some chickens.
Oh, why am I the way I am? Why does everything so terrify this poor duck? Why do I jump at loud noises, cringe at the slightest height, and run screaming from any animal larger than a gnat? Why am I like this? Oh, why?
Because you're a pathetic coward.
Well, when he's right, he's right. Even my reflection mocks me.
All set for our imaginary journey to the moon, Roy?
Let's go, let's go! Do I get a snazzy spacesuit?
One snazzy spacesuit coming up. Each of the astronauts was clad in the latest in spacewear. Synthetic gripper boots.
Whoa, neat!
Temperature-controlled spacesuit.
Spiffy!
And hermetically sealed halibut.
Orson!
Oh, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Hermetically sealed helmet.
Much better. Let's go! Blast off! 3, 2, 1, move it out!
Okay, I have a spacesuit too. And we're in a modern spacecraft, and here we go!
I gotta go get Wayland. This is our chance.
I am just an afraid duck. Afraid even of a pretend trip to the moon. Uh-oh, Weasel.
Wayland, wait up.
What's up, Spence?
The barnyard, you know where they have the chickens? Well, the pig and the rooster who guard them just went to the moon.
The moon? You must have been eating some bad mice.
I saw it with my own eyes. The coop is unguarded.
Let's go have a look-see.
Whilst Orson and Roy are on their pretend moon, those weasels are going to steal chickens for real. Have I the courage to go back there and stop those weaselly weasels? Have I? Probably not. What a shame, those poor chickens.
Hey, what do you know? You're only my reflection, and I have never been right once.
You don't have the guts to go back there and stop those weasels. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. I do so. Take this. I hope I'm in time.
We're almost to the moon, Roy.
About time. The seat feels like an old apple crate.
Don't stop imagining. That's one small step for pig.
Oh, somebody already said that. Just get out there.
Those weasels are probably here already. My, my, the drought is having quite an effect on the land around here.
Yahoo! First rooster on the moon!
Be careful, Roy. You can never tell who we might meet out here. This is a science fiction book, so we could meet a monster or an explorer from another planet or even... Wade?
Orson! Crisis!
You need a spacesuit if you're going to be here on the moon, Wade.
Weasels are raiding the chicken coop. I heard it with my own two ears, which I do not have.
Weasels? We better get back to Earth.
Relax. I know how to handle this. We need a lunar vehicle.
We got chicken for life.
Let's scram with it.
You should have made a left at the Sea of Tranquility. Watch out for that crater!
Do you mind?
I'm driving. Hey, what's going on here?
There they are!
Quick, Carson, dream up an atomic-powered super disintegrator weapon.
We don't need that, just some imagination and a moon monster.
Where are we?
Looks like New Jersey, only with more trees.
Yeah!
Well, I think it's time we return to Earth, guys.
Aw, I liked it on the moon.
You can go back anytime you open the right book, Roy. Go let the chickens out. Wait, because of your bravery, the chickens were saved. Sometimes you surprise me.
And sometimes you surprise me. Hey, sometimes I surprise me, too.
It all began one cold April night.
One cup of milk, two eggs, half a pint of pitted olives, grated cheese, asparagus, some of this stuff, whatever it is.
Now, most kitchens are equipped with smoke alarms. This one, however, had a different kind of alarm, one triggered by the aroma of what the man was cooking. Oh, no! Odie, wake up! It's the new recipe alarm. John's cooking something new. Let's get out of here before it's too late.
Hi, guys. I'm making something new for dinner.
Quickly, the handsome cat and semi-cute dog fled for their lives, but it was too late.
I think you'll really like it. I'll set the table.
What do you think, Odie? Yeah, you're right. Might as well get it over with. You first. Trembling, the magnificent cat and the mediocre dog waited.
I thought you buried his cookbook.
Here you go, fellas. Eat up.
Somebody call the Humane Society, quick. Tell them John Arbuckle has a new recipe. They'll understand.
I wonder how Garfield and Odie are enjoying my new recipe.
Come on. It can't be that bad.
Okay, so it can be that bad.
Arbuckle never liked to throw food away, or stuff like that either. So he took it over to the refrigerator and stuck it in back behind the mayonnaise, next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw. And there he left it. Now the problem with saving food because no one wanted to eat it is that no one ever wants to eat it. So John's recipe stayed there for days, weeks, months. And as it sat there, it started to grow. It grew vines. Then it grew hair. Sometime after Labor Day, it grew a hand or two. And a week after Thanksgiving, it grew an eye or three and started eating all the pickles. And by now, you've probably figured out that this is one of
Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff.
Today's episode, The Creature That Lived in the Refrigerator Behind the Mayonnaise Next to the Ketchup and to the Left of the Coleslaw. For a long time, no one in the house dreamed that they had a creature living in the refrigerator behind the mayonnaise next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw. Then, one day in February...
Let's see, I need 2 cups of milk. Milk, where's the milk? Oh, thanks. I'm making your Abraham Lincoln's birthday cake.
Leave the beard off this time, will you, John? Yoo-hoo, hello. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
I owe you.
While John's reciting his vowels, I'm going to go get a piece of watermelon. Who ate all my watermelon? They could have at least left me the seeds. Stop singing, witch doctor. Look.
That's right. A creature.
Uh-huh. I see. Now exactly where is this alleged creature? Uh-huh. Behind the mayonnaise. Next to the ketchup. To the left of the coleslaw. We'll be right over. Looks like we got an 817, Jones.
A creature living in the refrigerator behind the mayonnaise next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw?
You got it.
In no time at all, the police department's special refrigerator SWAT team was on its way and converging on the house.
I put it away. I guess I forgot about it back there.
When will people learn to be more careful with leftovers?
Around here, we don't usually have any.
I'm sending Schmidlap in. Hey, Schmidlap, over here.
Is he a specialist in unearthly creatures and mutated life forms?
No, sir. He's just the stupidest man I have on the force.
You called, Chief?
Schmidlap, what's 2 plus 2?
11.
You'll do fine. Now get in there and find that creature that's living in the refrigerator behind the mayonnaise next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw.
Right away, Chief.
Well, he only missed by one.
The officer disappeared into the house and they waited for him. And waited and waited. Finally, 20 minutes later...
I didn't see him, Chief.
Let me get this straight. You didn't see a creature living in the refrigerator behind the mayonnaise next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw?
Oh, to the left of the coleslaw!
Finally, the superlative cat realized it was up to him. Down the road he dashed to the nearest mini market where he hurriedly purchased the one thing that might do it. He ran back to the house and cautiously made his way inside, knowing full well that somewhere within lurked the creature that lived in the refrigerator behind the... you know the rest. All was quiet until suddenly it grabbed him. With magnificent strength, the cat broke free of its slimy grasp. But no matter which way he ran, there it was. Finally, it had the popular cat in its clutches, and it drew him towards its lair. In the refrigerator behind the mayonnaise next to the ketchup and to the left of the coleslaw, it looked like it was all over for the cat. But that was when he decided to employ his secret weapon. Yes, it was a small, open box of baking soda. Every housekeeper knows that a small open box of baking soda will keep your refrigerator fresh. The cat received a special commendation from the police, as well as from refrigerator manufacturers the world over.
Don't thank me. Just make certain that every refrigerator in America has a small open box of baking soda inside. Thank you.
The police were delighted to comply, and they dispatched their men to distribute baking soda to every home in the city. The end? I wish it were. But horrifying as it may seem, there are still refrigerators without small open boxes of baking soda in them. And if you open one, you could find yourself in one of Garfield's Tales of Scary Stuff. This has been a public service.